Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that terrorism in any form or manifestation cannot be justified or condoned. He said the international community must isolate and expose those countries that harbour terrorists, provide safe havens and condone terrorism. These remarks of the Prime Minister were delivered by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, who was physically present at the SCO summit, presently going on in Astana, Kazakhstan. The Prime Minister said cross-border terrorism requires a decisive response and terrorism financing and recruitment must be resolutely countered. He stressed to take proactive steps to prevent the spread of radicalization among youths. Mr. Modi said the SCO is a principle-based organization whose consensus drives the approach of its member states. Mr. Modi said India shares deep civilizational ties with the people of this region. Mr. Modi also congratulated President Alexander Lukashenko and welcomed Belarus as a new member of the organization. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Astana today. They discussed early resolution of remaining issues in border areas. Both sides agreed to redouble efforts through diplomatic and military channels to that end. Dr. Jaishankar said respecting the line of actual control, LAC, and ensuring peace and tranquility in the border areas is essential. He said mutual respect, mutual sensitivity, and mutual interest will guide the India-China bilateral ties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on an official visit to Russia on the 8th and 9th of this month. The External Affairs Ministry said Mr. Modi will be in Moscow at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold the 22nd India-Russia annual summit. The two leaders are also scheduled to hold discussion on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Modi will then travel to Austria on the 9th and 10th of this month. This will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Austria in 41 years. Amid soaring stock markets, Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur today said it is important for the regulatory authorities to ensure that everyone holds their balance and nerves amid the winds. In his address after inaugurating the new Office of Securities Appellate Tribunal in Mumbai, Mr. Chandrachur hoped that the Securities and Exchange Board of India and the Securities Appellate Tribunal would celebrate the successes while exercising caution. He also pitched for more such tribunal benches, not only to ensure that the backbone is stable, but also to manage the higher workloads because of higher quantum of transactions and newer regulations. Mr. Chandrachur also launched a new website of the Securities Appellate Tribunal on the occasion. Press Information Bureau Mumbai organized Vartalap, a discussion on the three criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 in Mumbai today. Speaking on the occasion, Deputy Director Maharashtra Police Academy, Dr. Kaka Saheb Dole said the new laws that came into force on the 1st of July are intended to overhaul the Indian legal system and establish a justice system based on Indian thinking. Dr. Kaka Saheb Dole added that the laws have been made with the spirit of the Indian Constitution. Speaking about the citizen-centric, technology-driven changes in the system, Dr. Kaka Saheb Dole said the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita gives citizens the right to file an FIR through oral or by electronic communication, EFIR also, irrespective of the area where the offence is committed. He said that now citizens can appear as an accused, victim or witness through audio-video conferencing for the purposes of examination. The Centre today issued guidelines for funding of testing facilities, infrastructure and institutional support for development of standards and regulatory framework under the National Green Hydrogen Mission. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy has said the scheme will be implemented with a total budgetary outlay of 200 crore rupees till the financial year 2025-26. Hamas has said it has consulted with the Qatari and Egyptian mediators to end the war with Israel in the Gaza Strip. In a statement, Hamas said it has exchanged some ideas with the mediator to stop the aggression. On the other hand, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a statement that Israel received Hamas's response from the mediators. He confirmed that Israel will study the Hamas response and will respond to it. And with that, we end this news bulletin.